Immediate actions you should take after a crash. After a crash involving a school bus, taking immediate actions to assess the situation and secure the bus is crucial. Here are steps to follow. 1. Ensure safety. First, prioritize the safety of passengers, yourself, and others involved in the accident. Check for injuries and provide immediate assistance if needed. If injuries are severe, call emergency services immediately. 2. Secure the area. Activate hazard lights and place warning devices, such as cones or triangles, around the accident scene to alert other drivers. 3. Assess the situation. Evaluate the extent of the damage to the bus and the severity of the accident. Check for any immediate hazards like leaking fluids, fire, or structural damage. 4. Communicate. Contact emergency services, including the police and medical services, to report the accident. Provide them with the necessary details, including the location and any injuries. 5. Evacuation if necessary. If the bus is in an unsafe position or if directed by emergency responders, evacuate passengers to a safe location away from the vehicle. Ensure accountability for all passengers. 6. Document the scene. If it's safe to do so, document the scene by taking photographs or videos. Capture the positions of vehicles involved, damages, and any other relevant details. 7. Collect information. Exchange information with other involved parties, including drivers and witnesses. Obtain their names, contact details, insurance information, and vehicle details. 8. Prevent further damage. If the bus is drivable and there are no safety concerns, move it to a safe location off the road to prevent further accidents. 9. Await authorities. Cooperate with law enforcement when they arrive at the scene. Provide accurate information about the incident. 10. Notify authorities and school officials. Report the accident to the school transportation department or appropriate authorities as per protocol. Follow the reporting procedures outlined by the school or transportation agency. Responding promptly and effectively after a crash is crucial for ensuring the safety of everyone involved, preserving the scene for investigation, and following proper protocols for reporting and documenting the incident. How to control the scene of an accident, including helping injured students. Controlling the scene of an accident involving injured students is essential for ensuring safety, providing immediate aid, and managing the situation effectively. Here are steps to control the scene and assist injured students. 1. Safety assessment. Assess the safety of the accident scene. Ensure your safety and that of others by activating hazard lights, using warning devices, and staying away from potential dangers like traffic or hazardous materials. 2. Call for help. Immediately call emergency services, 911, or local emergency number to report the accident and request medical assistance. Provide accurate details about the location, number of injured individuals, and any other crucial information. 3. Approach carefully. Approach injured students calmly and reassure them. Avoid moving them unless they are in immediate danger. Try to keep them calm and still to prevent further injuries. 4. Provide first aid if trained. If you are trained in first aid, provide assistance within your scope of practice. Attend to any visible wounds or injuries, control bleeding if possible, and ensure an open airway if the student is conscious. 5. Gather information. Collect information about the injured student, such as their names and any medical conditions or allergies, to provide to emergency responders. 6. Control the crowd. Keep bystanders at a safe distance to prevent interference with emergency responders and to maintain the privacy of the injured students. 7. Follow emergency protocols. Follow established emergency protocols and procedures set by your school or transportation agency for managing accidents involving students. 8. Coordinate with emergency responders. Communicate all relevant information to emergency responders when they arrive. Provide accurate details about the nature and severity of injuries and follow their instructions. 9. Comfort and reassure. Offer comfort and reassurance to the injured students and other passengers. Keep them informed about the situation and assure them that help is on the way. 10. Document details. Document details of the accident scene, injuries sustained, and any actions taken. This information may be required for official reports and investigations. Controlling the accident scene involves a combination of ensuring safety, providing immediate aid within your capabilities, and coordinating effectively with emergency services to ensure the injured students receive prompt and appropriate care. Remember, if you're not trained in first aid, it's essential not to attempt procedures beyond your training level to avoid causing further harm. Bloodborne pathogens and how to prevent yourself or others from getting contaminated. Bloodborne pathogens can pose a risk on school buses, especially in situations involving accidents, injuries, or medical emergencies. Here's how to prevent contamination from bloodborne pathogens on a school bus. 1. Universal precautions. Treat all blood and bodily fluids as potentially infectious. Assume that any blood spill or bodily fluid might contain bloodborne pathogens. 2. Personal protective equipment, PPE. Use personal protective equipment, such as gloves, to avoid direct contact with blood or bodily fluids when attending to injured students. 3. First aid kits and cleanup supplies. Ensure the school bus is equipped with first aid kits containing gloves, antiseptic wipes, bandages, and other supplies for handling injuries or accidents. 4. Proper handling and disposal. Handle any blood spills or contaminated materials with care. Use gloves and proper cleaning supplies to clean and disinfect the area. Dispose of used gloves and contaminated materials properly. 5. Training and education. Ensure bus drivers and staff receive training in bloodborne pathogens, including proper handling procedures and the use of protective equipment. 6. Reporting and protocol. Establish clear protocols for reporting incidents involving blood spills or potential exposure. Encourage immediate reporting and follow-up actions to address such situations. 7. Hand hygiene. Encourage proper hand hygiene practices among students and staff. Provide hand sanitizer or access to hand washing facilities on the bus. 8. Vaccination. Encourage vaccination against bloodborne pathogens such as hepatitis B for staff members who might be at risk due to their roles. 9. Communication and awareness. Communicate the risks of bloodborne pathogens to staff and students. Encourage awareness and prompt action in case of accidents or injuries involving blood. 10. Regular bus inspections. Routinely inspect the bus for adequate first aid supplies and ensure they are easily accessible in case of emergencies. Preventing contamination from bloodborne pathogens on a school bus involves a combination of preparedness, education, proper equipment, and adherence to established protocols. By taking proactive measures and ensuring staff are trained and equipped to handle potential situations, the risk of exposure to bloodborne pathogens can be minimized on the school bus. How to properly use emergency equipment in the event of a crash, such as warning devices and fire extinguishers. In the event of a school bus crash, knowing how to use emergency equipment is crucial for ensuring the safety of passengers and addressing immediate hazards. Here's a guide on using warning devices and fire extinguishers. 1. Warning devices, hazard lights. Immediately activate hazard lights on the bus to alert other drivers and emergency responders about the accident. If it's safe to do so, place reflective warning triangles or cones around the accident scene to enhance visibility and warn oncoming traffic. Flares, if available, use flares cautiously if included in the bus's emergency kit. Follow the instructions for safe placement and ignition away from fuel spills or leaking fluids. 2. Fire extinguishers. Assess the situation. Before attempting to use a fire extinguisher, assess the severity of the fire. If the fire is large or spreading rapidly, prioritize evacuating passengers and move to a safe distance. Choosing the right extinguisher. School buses typically have dry chemical fire extinguishers. Ensure you're using the correct type for the fire, Class A, B, or C. Most bus extinguishers are rated for Class A, B, and C fires. Pass technique. Use the pass technique for operating a fire extinguisher. Pull the pin to break the seal. Aim the nozzle or hose at the base of the fire, not the flames themselves. Squeeze the handle or trigger to discharge the extinguishing agent. Sweep the extinguisher from side to side, covering the base of the fire until it's out. Maintain safe distance. Stand a safe distance away from the fire while using the extinguisher, and move closer gradually as the fire diminishes. Be cautious of smoke and toxic fumes. Evacuation priority. If the fire persists or grows, prioritize evacuating passengers and yourself from the bus. Alert emergency services immediately. 3. Communication. Emergency response. Communicate with emergency services and provide details about the situation, including the extent of the fire or any injuries. Remember, safety should always be the top priority. If the fire is too large to handle with the available extinguisher, or if there's any doubt about safety, focus on evacuating passengers to a safe location and calling for professional help. Regular training and familiarization with emergency equipment procedures can significantly enhance response effectiveness during a crisis. When to evacuate a bus and how to perform an evacuation. Evacuation of a school bus should be considered in situations where the safety of passengers is compromised due to factors like fire, imminent collision, hazardous materials, or any condition that poses an immediate threat. Here's a guide on when and how to perform a bus evacuation. When to evacuate. 1. Fire or smoke, when there's a fire or significant smoke inside or around the bus. 2. Imminent collision, if a collision is imminent and cannot be avoided. 3. Hazardous situations, such as gas leaks, chemical spills, or other conditions posing an immediate danger. 4. Mechanical failure, if the bus is disabled in a location that poses a risk, such as on a busy highway. Bus evacuation procedure. 1. Assess the situation. Remain calm and assess the severity of the situation. Determine if immediate evacuation is necessary for the safety of passengers. 2. Communicate instructions. Use a calm and firm voice to communicate evacuation instructions to passengers. Use clear, simple language appropriate for the age of the passengers. 3. Select an evacuation site. Choose a safe location away from the bus, preferably uphill or a safe distance from traffic. Ensure the chosen site is free from hazards and provides adequate space for passengers. 4. Emergency exits. Instruct passengers to use the nearest and safest emergency exits. Buses typically have multiple exits, including roof hatches, windows, and doors. Instruct passengers on the primary and alternate exits to use. 5. Evacuation procedure. Assist passengers, especially young children or those with disabilities, in safely exiting the bus. Direct passengers to move quickly and calmly to the designated evacuation site. Have older students assist younger ones or those needing help. 6. Accountability. Conduct a head count or roll call at the evacuation site to ensure all passengers are present and accounted for. Keep passengers together and under supervision until further assistance arrives. 7. Communicate with authorities. Contact emergency services or school officials to report the situation and the status of the evacuation. 8. Reassure and comfort. Reassure passengers and keep them calm while awaiting further instructions or assistance. Bus evacuation procedures should be practiced and reviewed regularly to ensure passengers and drivers are familiar with the process. Prioritizing safety, clear communication, and swift action are essential during an evacuation scenario. How to notify and interact with appropriate authorities. Notifying and interacting with appropriate authorities in various situations, especially during emergencies or incidents on a school bus, is crucial for ensuring timely response and assistance. Here's a guide on how to notify and interact with authorities. 1. Emergency services, 911 or local emergency number, immediate notification. In case of emergencies such as accidents, fires, medical emergencies, or any situation requiring immediate assistance, dial 911 or the local emergency number. Provide information. Clearly communicate the nature of the emergency, location details, bus number, nearest landmark, street name, and the number of individuals involved or injured. Follow instructions. Follow the instructions given by the emergency dispatcher and provide any additional information requested. 2. Law enforcement. For accidents or incidents requiring police assistance, contact local law enforcement, especially in situations involving accidents, traffic violations, or criminal activities. Provide details. Inform the police about the incident, the location, and any immediate threats or dangers. 3. School officials or transportation department. Reporting procedures. Follow the established reporting procedures outlined by the school or transportation department. Communication. Notify school officials or transportation authorities about the incident, providing accurate details and updates as necessary. 4. Communication tips. Stay calm and clear when communicating with authorities. Stay calm, speak clearly, and provide concise and accurate information. Listen and follow instructions. Listen carefully to the questions or instructions provided by authorities and follow them accordingly. Provide essential details. Share essential details such as the nature of the incident, the number of passengers, injuries, if any, and the current situation. Stay on the line. Stay on the line until the dispatcher or authorities have gathered all necessary information. 5, interaction with responders. Cooperate and assist. Cooperate fully with emergency responders and authorities when they arrive at the scene. Provide assistance and information as requested. Follow instructions. Follow the instructions given by emergency responders to ensure everyone's safety. Remember, clear and prompt communication is vital in emergency situations. Having a clear understanding of reporting procedures and maintaining a calm demeanor while interacting with authorities can help facilitate a swift and effective response. How to gather data and document a crash? Gathering data and documenting a crash involving a school bus is crucial for insurance claims, investigations, and ensuring accurate reporting. Here's a guide on how to gather data and document a crash. 1. Ensure safety. Prioritize safety for yourself, passengers, and others involved. If necessary, move to a safe location away from traffic or potential hazards. 2. Assess injuries and call for help. Check for injuries among passengers and call emergency services if anyone requires medical assistance. 3. Document the scene. Take photographs and videos of the accident scene. Capture multiple angles and details, including the position of vehicles, damages, road conditions, and any relevant landmarks or signs. 4. Exchange information. Collect information from other parties involved in the accident, including drivers, witnesses, and passengers. Gather names, contact details, insurance information, and vehicle details. 5. Note the conditions. Make notes about the weather conditions, time of day, visibility, and any other relevant environmental factors that might have contributed to the accident. 6. Record statements. If possible and appropriate, record statements from witnesses or passengers about what they saw or experienced during the crash. Ensure their consent to be recorded. 7. Police report. Cooperate with law enforcement when they arrive. Provide accurate information about the accident for the police report. 8. Diagram or sketch. Create a simple diagram or sketch of the accident scene, noting the position of vehicles and any relevant landmarks. Include street names or intersections if applicable. 9. Obtain official reports. Obtain copies of the police report, accident report forms, or any other official documentation related to the crash. 10. Preserve evidence. Preserve any physical evidence related to the accident, such as damaged parts or debris, for insurance assessments and investigations. 11. Notify authorities and school officials. Report the accident to the appropriate authorities and school officials following the established reporting procedures. 12. Seek legal or insurance guidance. Seek guidance from legal counsel or insurance representatives regarding the necessary documentation and procedures for filing claims or reporting the incident. Accurate and detailed documentation of a crash is essential for ensuring proper investigations, insurance claims, and compliance with reporting requirements. Promptly gathering information and maintaining clear records can significantly impact the outcome of the incident.